They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday. And coming up on the program today, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, going to join us, talk a little basketball, but also take a look at his season-ending awards and rewards in high school football. So we'll talk with Bob about that. We had planned on talking with Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network. We may still do that, but that has now went from for sure to maybe on hold or in waiting, as Jim Rome would like to say. Got some stuff that came up today, but hopefully we'll still be able to talk a little Husker man's hoop with Andy Markowski. Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'ems coming up on the program today, and...
Oh, you're not going to want to miss these.
Daddy's NFL selections. You got college selections?
No.
Just NFL?
Just NFL.
How many?
I've got a five-pack for
you. Oh, huck 'em.
And I've got I got a three-team parlay to make up for some lost ground.
And how,
a three-team underdog parlay.
That'll be so great. Nice job, by the way, with your Saints last night.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just... Well, it's one of those overtime deals. You can argue whether you like the pro overtime or not, but Chicago gets the ball first. Drew Brees standing there, never had an opportunity in overtime after coming back and leading a 21-7 charge back to tie that game up. Never had an opportunity to get his paws back on the football.
Some more great NFL selections coming up, and we'll be picking a few of those in Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. Boy, but maybe the top story of the day, the feud. The feud that is emerging. The feud that is emerging, ladies and gentlemen, between Derek and Daddy. That's right. It's not Tony Romo and Wade Phillips. It's Derek and Daddy. I don't think they've really spoken to each other here for, well, almost a week. And that's okay. What's the matter, Derek?
I don't know. I hear him spouting off over there talking three-team underdog parlays. I don't even know what that means.
Well, he makes fun of your Bills. He hates the NBA. And then
that's true.
And then he unbuckles right here in front of you to show you his bruise.
Yeah, and he hates the Huskers, too.
Oh, God, you guys.
He's just on a roll.
Oh,
and don't ever unbuckle your pants in here.
Wait a minute. How do I get this from Hebron? How do I get this in the Den Popper inbox already? Mark from Chester. Isn't this one of the signs of the end of the world that Doug will be on TV tonight?
Yeah, big debut for you.
Thanks, Mark from Chester.
Are you looking forward to this opportunity?
Home of six-man football, the invention thereof. Tonight, yeah, going to be co-hosting or sitting by. I don't know if we call it co-hosting, but that's what Josh Jeldon told me. Co-hosting Sports Extra on NTV. Got my ball game. So let me just throw this part out. Got my ball game doubleheader tonight. So to pull this off, and I already had this on the schedule. So, I mean, it wasn't like, well, I'm doing this game just because I have to be close to Axtell. No, this works out. I'm going to be in Kennesaw tonight. They're playing Shelton. Get to see a couple of area teams. Kind of a new rivalry matchup there. But as I've said before, sometimes some of these places, you got to tip off at 6 o'clock for the first game. And every time you see them write down 6:30, I cringe. Because you know what that means. There's no way. The only reason it's down at 6:30 is because they know it's not starting before then. But they've been doing a lot better. So, I mean, haven't had one of those 5 minutes to 7 things after waiting for, you know, JV ball to just continue. But we're going to see some good basketball tonight, then going to hop in a vehicle, head over to the NTV studios. And, you know, I'm taking suggestions. And, of course, already some of my email buddies have been sending me stuff, you know, anywhere from, you know, I was just saying, you got any advice? One of the emails says, drink heavily. It worked for Schick.
Wow.
Another one said, make sure and show some chest hair. You know, I don't think I want to do that.
No.
I don't think I want to do that at all. You know, of course, two or three, you know, well, can you get better looking today? Well, that's, you know, I'm screwed there.
I'm thinking
about maybe a head on a stick. You know, but if I put your head on a stick, I would need a big stick, and people would need big screen TVs.
And boom goes the dynamite.
I'm not saying that tonight. I am not saying that unless I get really flustered, which could happen. But looking forward to it. Hopefully all goes well. Thanks to Josh and the crew out there for doing that. It will just be an honor, by the way. It will just be an honor to be in the same building and on the same set as Seth Denny.
And that hair.
Well, and you know what? I haven't even checked into this, but I'm sure somehow it's Seth Denny's night off. It's probably Seth Denny's night off. Can we effort Seth Denny, Derek?
Sure.
We're going to effort Seth a little later on in the show and see if he's got any pointers for me. Because, you know, big night, you know, as many have said, I've got that face for radio. And now tonight it goes on television. Get to work with, you know, all the great folks out there like Josh and Melody and whoever else they've got running around over in the Grand Island office. Maybe Steve's going to be doing some work there. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, I'm also looking forward to reading some final scores tonight, like Alaria 62, Holbrook 59 in triple overtime. It was Norman over Atlanta 49-38. Rose squeaks by Almeria 62-61.
See, us experimenting with the first late night scoreboard show that Doug, you came up with about what, 3 years now?
Yeah, we've been running that baby on Power 99, first FM scoreboard show in the Tri-Cities.
And everybody tried to copy ours, and we appreciate their efforts in trying, they just can't match it. But anyway, we would get these scoring updates that would come across, and the kids working would pass the scores along, and it would be something to the effect of, we're driving back one night, and I remember hearing Holbrook 23 and Wilsonville 14, and well, I looked at Doug and I go, Holbrook merged with Cambridge a long time ago, didn't they?
Or my favorite of all time, one of the kids that worked here wasn't from Nebraska but still should have known it. It was like Beatrice. This was a football game, I think it was like Beatrice 28, Lincoln Pius the X 21. So tonight, co-hosting Sports Extra on NTV. You know, the next guy we've got joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, he knows a little bit about TV time, a Husker Sports Network. Andy Markowski joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I caught a little bit of that. You guys are such trendsetters. It's amazing.
Now,
just blazing a path.
I've got to co-host Sports Extra, the highlight show tonight on NTV. How much makeup is that going to require?
For who? For you?
Yeah, for me.
Well, probably not as much as for me, but you'll need plenty.
Well, Andy, I know you're up against the clock here. Thanks for giving us a buzz. Husker basketball team has a big game on the road again next week at Oregon State, and I don't always like to start with the negativity, but I think it was a good start for Big Red. They got a couple nice wins, including down at TCU, but boy, the weakness was exposed last week at Arizona State, and all of us that are watching the game, we're cringing, thinking, you know what, it's going to be a long Big 12 season without a big man for the Big Red. Can they overcome that?
Yeah, I think they can. You know, obviously they're very limited with their personnel up front, but, you know, Doc is very creative. They do defend. You know, you hold Arizona State, which, you know, I think is legitimately top 15 team in the country, to 30 points at half, which, you know, you like your chances, but when you only score 18, it doesn't give you much chance to win. So they're limited. And the thing that Doc will do is when he gets into the Big 12 play, obviously there's bigger players across front lines, but you can always find one or two guys on the perimeter that aren't great shooters. And what Doc will do is he'll leave those guys be on the perimeter and just take your chance with those guys knocking in a bunch of shots by leaving their defender in the lane, helping out in the post, helping out in rebounding. And so we'll see. I do think we're going to be 12-1 going into the conference season. So the schedule was set up for a program that's trying to build. And, you know, going into conference with 12 wins, you know, you scratch out six or seven victories, I think that gets you in a position to go to the postseason again.
Andy, you know, I think all off season we heard, well, Doc had players that could have played last year, but they redshirted these kids. Who do you see among these new kids entering this program that 1-2 years down the road you can say, man, he really fits in well in Big 12 in basketball?
Well, I think Tony McCray is going to be a special player. You know, I don't think he has it figured out yet. Especially the effort side, but he's very, very talented. He can score in multiple ways. He's long. He rebounds. He blocks shots. He scores in the paint. He can knock down perimeter jump shots. So he just needs time. You know, the two big kids, Edwards and Chapman, have been a big disappointment. I know to Doc and even for myself watching them, I thought those two kids had a chance to help Edwards obviously he looks the part, is athletic, but just hasn't quite figured out how he needs to play from an everyday practice standpoint for Doc to put him in the games. And then Chapman, nobody knows what he can do because he hasn't, you know, been able to go through practice. And Doc will always stand by that. If you're not going to practice, you're not going to play for him, and that's a great policy to have. But those two kids have been a disappointment. And the Richardson kid, I think, is just going to be a steady backup perimeter player. So out of those four, you know, I think two can help. The jury's still out on Chapman and Edwards.
Andy Markowski, Husker Sports Network, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How much? I guess I want to go to your experience playing Division I Big 12 college basketball. A lot of people are still a little sore over the Robert Saleh deal and not being able to play for Nebraska. And I know you were one of the smarter kids on the team, which is kind of amazing. But what's that like? Why? You know, what happened there? Has Nebraska learned anything from that? And how much of that do you have to go through as a student athlete, just making sure, not that you're eligible, but the clearinghouse and all that?
Yeah, that was a really unfortunate deal. And it's really not the basketball staff's fault. If you remember back to that time frame, you know, Saleh was a Barry Collier commit and was actually on campus up to August when Barry had resigned to take the AD job. So Doc took the job. Kind of as all that was going on, Saleh was committed to staying here, even being a partial qualifier and not playing versus going to a junior college. He talked his way into having a person enroll him in classes, and you know, that's an obvious no-no from coaching, is you never enroll a kid into your five-year or four-year school so their five-year clock starts unless they're eligible to play. So that was a mistake being made, and Doc really wasn't aware of it until he went to re-register Saleh outside of junior college, and it had showed up that he was enrolled 2 years prior. And then they still thought they could get an exemption to that rule, but the rule is put into effect, just so people know, they didn't want people harboring non-qualifiers, bringing them to campus in July, keeping them through July, through most of August, and even into September, knowing that they weren't going to get eligible, and then placing them in a junior college. What that gives you is a really distinct recruiting advantage. You have 2 months to develop a relationship with the kid. The kid can develop a relationship with your players, and then it increases your chances of getting that kid back once he, you know, finishes junior college. So that's why the rule was put into place. And the NCAA is very careful on when they give exemptions, because once one kid gets it, kind of opens the floodgates for other kids in that situation to get an exemption to be eligible. So that was a tough loss. You know, if you look at this team, they need a playmaking guard, a long athletic kid, and they need a 6'11 big man. And they had both of those kids. You know, the Neiman kid from Germany is going to be an outstanding player. I've had a chance to watch him practice. 6'11", 260, is a long ways ahead of Alex Marich at that stage of his career, just from an athletic standpoint. And then the Saleh kid. So if you add those two kids to this team, I think it's a different dynamic. But, you know, unfortunately you don't have them, and now they're going to have to play without them.
You know, the future big men, Andy, at Nebraska right now are who? Or do we have that 6'11", 6'10", 7-footer coming?
I tell you, this next class is going to be exciting. You know, not only do you get the Neiman kid eligible that's practicing with the team, you signed his 6'10 teammate, which is very similar to a Nowitzki-type player. I'm not comparing him to Dirk, but he's a 6'10 kid, plays out on the floor, can shoot the three handle. And then Joe Kim is the big 6'9 Angolan kid that they placed in a West Virginia prep school that is a top 100 player. So I think from an athletic up front standpoint, those three kids give you a real chance to be as good as anybody in the league up front. I still don't think they've signed the point guard that is a difference maker. If you look back to when we're really competitive, you know, Jamar Johnson, Teron Liu, we had one of the top three or four point guards in the league. And I think in order to win in this league, you have to have that. And you know, we'll see if they can get that signed. But from the big frontline guys, this next class seems really to fit that need.
And if we can keep it for just a couple more minutes, I've talked with you off air about, and I thought this was a very interesting point that you made to me once, where are Nebraska kids? Is there anybody, I mean, you were a Nebraska kid, played for the Huskers, and the emphasis is, can this kid play in the Big 12? And everybody was on Ike Meyer, who ends up going to Iowa State, and a lot of people were talking about Jesse Carr. And I thought it was very interesting. He said, you know what? Is Jesse Carr, can he play to the level of a Cookie Belcher? Maybe not to Tyronn Lue, but you gave me two or three examples of, can these kids play at that level? They can play D1, but can they play Big 12? Is there anybody in Nebraska that's being talked about that might be able to, I mean, you want a homegrown talent that might want to stay here.
Yeah, Doc's done a good job of scouring the state, and there's actually three kids that they've offered scholarships to. There's a 6'11 kid in Shatterin, Elliot Elmison, that's very, very, you know, long. He's going to be athletic as he gets stronger. He can shoot the 15-foot shot. Multiple Division I schools have been in recruiting him, so that's going to be a hard kid to sign, you know, which they've been recruiting for 2 years. They've offered a freshman out of Sioux City, a Gessel kid, and they've offered a guard out of Waverly that's a junior. So I think there's two or three kids that's on their radar screen that they're trying to add Nebraska kids to the roster. But you're right, Doug. It's when you're trying to compete against Texas and Kansas and some of the better schools, you have to hit home runs on some players. And there's always question marks with Nebraska kids on, you know, how good can they be? Can they help you? And there's no doubt Jesse Carr is a good player that's probably going to have a good career at Colorado State. And, you know, Ike Meyer, you know, picked, I think, a good system for him because they're going to screen and do some things to get him open shots, which obviously the kid's a very good shooter at Iowa State. You know, I think Doc's leaning more towards longer, more athletic perimeter kids, whereas Ike Meyer really didn't fit the direction he was trying to go. But we'll see. You know, the kid out of Bellevue East, the Creighton kid that they offered last year, you know, they filled their scholarships up front, so that kid will probably end up playing mid-major basketball somewhere around the country. So there are a few. Are there home runs? Probably not at this stage, but there are kids that they're recruiting.
Andy, I guess, you know, you hear Doc Sadler say, at this point in the season, he's never had a team more in shape. You know what it took to be in shape to play Big 12 basketball. And I know these guys, can they maintain their stamina this whole year long?
I you know, there's no doubt they're playing hard for Doc. I mean, they're picking up and trying to play more full court possessions. The thing that's going to allow them to is I do think they can play 9 or 10 guys. There's not a big separation from 3 to 9, you know, whereas you just can't live without playing your third or fourth guy. The ninth guy is probably close to being as good, and sometimes they're going to help you win games. So I think playing 9 guys in your rotation will allow them to maintain, you know, trying to play a little faster. Now, they're not going to be Lila Marymount by any means, but Doc just wants to try to generate some turnovers to get easy baskets because, as you've seen in the Arizona State game, this team is full of good shooters, but they just can't create open shots for each other. And Doc's trying to be able to do that through a full court situation where maybe they get a steal, you know, get some opportunities where the defense isn't converting and locating, where you get some open threes that way as well.
Last question, Andy. Five games over the kind of the holidays, all at home for the Huskers, kind of the alphabet soup. I don't know how much you know about any of them, but Indiana, Purdue, Fort Worth, Maryland, Baltimore County, South Carolina State, Maryland, Eastern Shore, Florida A&M. That doesn't ring anybody's bell, but out of those five, is there kind of a sleeper in there that if somebody wants to make sure and catch one, that would be the game they'd want to catch?
Well, I tell you, Dane Fife, which you might recognize that game, name from Indiana basketball, is now at IPFW. He's in his third year. He's really made progress with that program. And I was talking to Coach Sadler, and he said that's probably going to be their toughest game through that stretch. You know, we very fundamentally sound, will defend, won't give up a lot of easy points. You know, Coach Knight kind of philosophy that Coach Fife, you know, played under. So in Maryland, Baltimore County was in the tournament last year. So those two teams are probably the best of the five, but I'd be highly disappointed if Nebraska would drop any of those five. And I think we can go on the road and win against Oregon State. And like I said, be 12-1. And, you know, I don't know if we'll be the best 12-1 team in the country, but 12-1 is 12-1. So.
That's the important thing. Hey, Andy, always appreciate your perspective on Husker basketball, and we'll catch up with you again soon. Thanks
okay.
so much.
Take care, guys.
Andy Markowski, Husker Sports Network, of course, former Chanticleer, former Husker, and joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So the IPFW game is December 20th, a Saturday, Maryland, Baltimore County, December 23rd. So if you're heading that way, a good game to pick up there for the Huskers. And he likes their chances at Oregon State, winning a game against a Pac-10 school.
Yeah, you know, I think that'd be, you know, I think that'd be a one of those rare quality wins here before you get in the Big 12 schedule that Nebraska desperately needs if, you know, their tournament hopes kind of rely on you getting a win over somebody like that.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Suggestions continue to roll in for my appearance on Sports Extra tonight with Josh Sheldon. So we'll get to some more emails. You can fire those off, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Bob Jensen going to join us in the second half of the show as well from Huskerland Prep. Stay with us.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
The agents were catching up on their paperwork and waiting for the rain to stop when a very unusual man walked in.
I want to buy some of thine insurance.
Boy, that rain is really something, huh? So what kind of coverage are you looking for?
Something for thy boat and thy livestock.
What kind of boat do you have?
I have an ark.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
Just like Arkansas, but thou leavest off the ansaw after the K.
Mm-hmm. Now for the livestock. You got cattle?
Two.
Hogs?
Two.
Horses?
Two.
Alpacas?
Barney Insurance. Call us at 237-2222.
We've been your personal jewelers since 1878. Hawthorne Jewelry.
Hawthorne Jewelry has been making memories bright for 130 years. This Christmas, let our staff help you make this a holiday to remember. With huge savings on icy diamonds and snowy pearls, we'll give you what's needed to make this the most special of holidays. Let Rudolph's Nose guide you to Hawthorne Jewelry, where you'll find a special gift that shines so bright, why you could even say it glows. Visit us today. We're open late.
It was an exceptional camper sale, and now guess what? Trade-ins. We took a whole bunch of exceptional trade-ins, and now Jim says too many used on the lot at Eagle Crest. We need to have a used camper sale, and these are really nice units, too, like this 95 fold-down priced at $3,300, or a 97 Mallard travel trailer, only $9,500, or a 2001 Wilderness fifth wheel, $15,500. They gotta go! That's why we're having a super huge used camper sale today on West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Hastings Keno, Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in, let the games begin.
Home of high payouts, great food, and cheap beer. Hastings Keno, Sports Bar and Grill. Every sport, every team, every game, all on over 50 TVs. Enjoy DirecTV's NFL Sunday Ticket, ESPN Game Day, the NFL Network, plus all regional and local sports channels. And Hastings Keno always carries Husker football and pay-per-view, and there's never a cover charge. Hastings Keno, Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in and let the games begin.
You're tired of the pain, the nagging from the wife or the girlfriend to go see a doctor, their doctor. You know she's right, but you're not sure about where to go. Well, it's time to man up. Get rid of the pain. Stop the nagging that ails you. Call Choice Care Chiropractic. Armed with the latest knowledge and technology, they'll get to the root of the problem. Help it and stop the nagging. So call now, 308-398-1900. That's 398-1900, because you don't have time for the pain.
If I were in the position of Brian Dempster Wednesday night pitching game one, trying to lift the curse off the back of the Cubs after 100 years, attempting to do what everyone's expecting them to do, I would have folded like a cheap suit.
Wake up to Mike and Mike every weekday morning until 9 on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area through the day today with a high temperature up into the mid-40s. Southwest winds will also stay from 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll stay partly cloudy with a low near 29, with south wind staying at 10 to 20. Highs rebound around 50 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you don't want to be invited back to Sports Extra, you can wear Daddy's Santa suit. Do you have a Santa suit?
Matter of fact, I do.
What do you do? I mean, why do you have a Santa suit? Are you one of his? I know you're not a little helper. Are you a helper?
I'm a helper.
Are you going to be helping this weekend?
I am going to be helping this weekend, matter of fact.
Santa sighting. Do you scare kids?
No, not usually. What? Not unless they're such little wieners. They're just weenie. Just shut up, kid. No, I'm kidding.
Bad Santa over here.
No.
Good Lord.
I just hate when they're, you know, it's like some people, you know, should be excited to see Santa, and some are whining and crying.
You know who I get excited to see? Dyna-Gro dealers.
Oh, because they offer Roundup Ready Corn 2 protection, optimized profit potential, and peace of mind. The outstanding weed control and flexibility, the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system fits the way you farm. Pre-emergence residual herbicide, followed by post-emergence herbicide. Oh, post-emergence herbicide only? They've got it all, people. That's what we're trying to tell you. The superior crop safety of the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system can provide additional bushels on your yield. An increase of almost $18 an acre or more to your bottom line. Enhanced protection to your investment. Dyna-Gro is where it's at. More acres this year were planted to Dyna-Gro than ever before. There's a reason for that. There's a reason, people out there, the baby pool is warmer than the big pool. It's not because it's shallower either. All right, there's a reason for things. There's a reason more acres are planted to Dinega this year than ever before. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dinega seeds dealer today. We know you're thinking about next year. 1-800-652-9298. Did you know the baby pool is always warmer in the big pool, Derek?
Wow. Wow. That's a crazy little cat. Danny, Syracuse has obviously picked their coach, Doug Marrone, the offensive coordinator from the Saints. Now we're hearing this morning that Auburn may have selected their coach, not Turner Gill. What does this mean for Turner Gill? Steve Sipple saying today that maybe if Gary Patterson moved on from TCU, that would be a spot for Turner Gill to go, being from the Fort Worth area. Is Turner Gill end up at Buffalo again next year?
You know, I don't think Turner Gill is just going to. I mean, he may interview to get some more experience interviewing and to become better at that down the road. But I don't think Turner Gill is just going to leave Buffalo to leave Buffalo. I mean, I think he's kind of found a niche of, you know what, we got a good thing going here. I don't think.
Well, he does have the best football team in town.
Oh, burn. Burn. Derek, did that hurt your feelings?
A little bit. A little bit.
I just don't think.
But I can't argue.
Say, you're not gonna argue.
I can't argue with it. 6 points the past 2 weeks, there's nothing I can say.
I think when Turner Gill, I can't speak for Turner Gill, but I guess I kind of think that he looked at Syracuse and goes, man, I'm not sure I can do that. I'm not sure I can have my success there.
Buffalo. The worst program in Division 1A. You know, and again, rehashing a little bit, you know, he's already got the recruiting base there. Syracuse is a fine, fine school. Got to, you know, might have been good. And go into a better conference that still isn't, you know, the SEC.
I think he's just going to pick his spot. I mean, I think he'll have an opportunity, though.
I just think he could have got Syracuse pointed in the right direction real quick in about 3-4 years, then he's gone again. But unfortunately, he would be one of those coaches that would have to take a lot of steps probably to get maybe a job like Auburn. We'll find out. So that's the latest on Turner Gill. Other sports from overnight, the Tri-City Storm, 3 games in 3 days, didn't start well. Fourth straight loss to the Force from Fargo, 6-3. William H. Macy there? Was he there at Fargo last night? No?
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, movie, Fargo, starring.
Oh, Wood Chipper.
There you go. They're on the road tonight. I could tell just as it when I said William H. Macy, it was just like Daddy in math class.
What
that blank stare. But that's okay. Sioux Falls on the road tonight, then return home tomorrow against Waterloo at the First Air Event Center at 3:05. And already sent someone out for a family 4-pack for tomorrow's game. So enjoy that game. Should be a good crowd on hand tomorrow. Boy Scouts going to be out there and all kinds of other folks. Derek will be there.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Husker volleyball team, tonight's the night, 8 o'clock. They'll be taking on Michigan. You can hear it on 94.5 FM, The Breeze. And the Huskers getting ready to hopefully make it from the Sweet 16 to the Elite 8 in the NCAA Volleyball Tournament. NAIA All-American team announced yesterday. Hastings outside hitter Jill Whalen has made the squad. The Nebraska football team back on the practice field yesterday. Clemson, they're kind of looking at their defense, ranked 17th in the nation, allowing under 300 yards a game, 10th in the nation in scoring defense, surrendering just 16 points a game. Knock, knock, Clemson, you're not playing in the ACC on January 1. I guess I have a better feeling about this as we get closer. Nebraska women wrap up a 4-game homestand tonight against Long Beach State. As we talked about with Andy Markowski, the Husker men are at Oregon State tomorrow night, and that game will be at 7:05 Central Time. A couple other things. UNK basketball team and Hastings also in action. Hastings out to Sioux Falls tomorrow. UNK opens conference play tonight, Tony, without the leading scorer and rebounder for both the men and the women. Jade Meads had started 102 consecutive games, and now a quad injury will sideline her for at least this weekend. She's averaging 17 points and over 8 rebounds a game. Not good. Not good. And they'll definitely need her back next weekend as they take on some good. But Pueblo, the team that they play tonight, 6-1. And they've beaten UNK 3 the last 4 times, including last year's RMAC tournament finals.
Not a good time to have your.
Not good there. So then they get Highlands. The Highlands women, they're 0-5. They've lost 53 of their last 55.
Nice.
Yeah, so there you go. On the men's side, Josiah Parker is the leading scorer and rebounder right now, 16.7 rebounds. He's out for about 4 weeks with an ankle injury, but Richard Marion does come back. He'll suit up for the first time this year. So,
still trying. I mean, the men still struggling, trying to get it to come together a little bit before Christmas here.
Of course, tomorrow, UNK will be welcoming in wrestlers from all over the central portion of the United States for the Loper Open, including Hastings College. All that action gets underway tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Should be some outstanding wrestling going on there. It'll conclude early in the evening. UNK will leave for the Reno, Nevada Tournament of Champions next week. And Keenan McCurdy, Ryan Atherton, and Marty Usman among those that will be competing in that. But don't forget wrestling tomorrow and also some wrestling news. The Nebraska School Activities Association Board met in Kearney yesterday. And glad they stopped by. Wrestling, high school wrestling will stay at the Quest Center in Omaha through at least 2011. The contract extended for 2 more years. Again, they're getting used to it, and year two was better than year one. Year three, better than year two.
And after the initial experiment, Doug, your thought would be, from your standpoint?
Lincoln. And I say that from an atmosphere. The problem is, the only problem with Lincoln is mat space. Once they put in those permanent seats at the Vanny for basketball and other activities, they can't move them back, and there's just not enough room. And I understand that. But everything else, Lincoln. And if they build a new arena, it might move back to Lincoln, but then it's a new arena, you know. So it'll be probably just as spacious as the Quest Center. I mean, they're not filling the Quest Center. The Friday night semifinals are not sold out. And that used to be part of the glory of Lincoln. I mean, people waited outside for hours to get in, and not everybody got in. And, boy, it made for an electric atmosphere. It's just, it's not that way in Omaha. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, will join us. Coming up also as well, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Picks, and I can't wait for Daddy's Picks. You can go ahead and play that now.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
This Sunday, it's a pivotal matchup on the road to the playoffs as Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons host Jeff Garcia and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's the NFL Game of the Week right here this Sunday on the Sports USA Radio Network.
And it starts our NFL triple header on ESPN Radio with the Buccaneers and Falcons at noon, the Denver Broncos at the Carolina Panthers at 3, and Sunday night, the New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys. It's all here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Let's talk about life. I'm a busy guy. I've got a big radio show. I've got needy kids. And I'm impatient. I don't have time to waste. That's why I love Stamps.com. Printing real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. You never have to wait in line at the post office. Who likes waiting in line? Especially now during the holidays, the post office is an absolute zoo. So get it done with Stamps.com. There's a reason they've been around for years. It works. Stamps.com is the smart way to get postage. Fast, easy, convenient. They even have discounts you can't get at the post office. Don't wait. Stamps.com today. And there's a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the 2 new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way tonight, right here on ESPN 1460, or is it Kearney Catholic, and on ESPN 1550, Holdridge is at Hastings High. On 1230 AM KHAS, Adam Central travels to Centura, and on Power 99 FM, Shelton is at Kennesaw. Then on Saturday, ESPN 1460 brings you Kearney High taking on Norfolk.
It's more exciting basketball right here and on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up in just a moment, we are going to give you the Sun Heat Systems space heater. We're giving that away for the hot topic of the week. You won't want to miss this. Lots of folks have called and emailed the show this week. And we had about, I don't know, six or eight that we had to choose from to qualify for the Sun Heat Systems that we saved out of all of them. And we're giving away one a week. We'll do it again next week. Your Sun Heat Systems Hot Topic Opinion might lower your heating bills by the hundreds. From Sun Heat Systems and ESPN Radio and the Doug and Daddy Show, just email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And we're just about ready to tell you who is going to win that, but not quite at this exact second, unless Derek wants us to. No, he doesn't want us to do that. Not yet. We'll give that away in just a minute. What we want to tell you about, though, is that it's time for holiday meat, holiday treats, and steaks, sausages, potatoes, shrimp. It's all right there for your holiday feast at Troutman's, which is across from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone, the big steer out front, says, "Moo, come on in." It's a big kind of, you know, tough moo, though. You know, it's like, you got a big tough moo?
Mmm.
There you go.
Mmm.
Eat me. I'm good. I'm marbled.
I set myself up for this. I set myself up. Get your orders in today for smoked turkey and smoked turkey breast, boneless or bone-in ham, and, of course, prime rib. A lot of meals over the holidays have something good every single time and something a little different. Don't forget, snack sticks, gift cards make great stocking stuffers. And how about some wine, courtesy of Max Creek Vineyard in Lexington? Meat and cheese trays are available. Meat and cheese all over the place. Who doesn't like that to get your holiday party underway? Fresh sausages right out of the smokehouse, USDA Choice steaks, and all the extras for your holiday feast, like shrimp,
crab legs, oysters, I believe.
Good stuff. It's all right there at Troutman's Quality Meats. Folks, get in there this weekend. If you're doing your holiday shopping, again, another place where you can shop for yourself or shop for someone else. You know folks that like to eat. I mean, if you're getting Daddy a gift, he would love something from Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone out front right here on Highway 30.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
Well, usually it's a preview, but this time around it's kind of like, well, a recap or a post-view, I believe, is what we might call it. And from the worldwide headquarters of Huskerland Prep, Central City, home of the number one wrestling team in Class C, we welcome in Bob Jensen. Good morning, Bob.
Dude, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Yeah. You know, you're on TV every week doing stuff for Ed and the gang at KHAS. What do you do to prepare as your advice,
you know,
for me tonight?
It's funny you should mention that, you know, because I knew this question was coming, and I wanted to dispel a rumor pretty much right out of the gate. It's kind of a twofold thing. First of all, TV does not necessarily make you look 40 pounds heavier. And the other thing is, pancake makeup is not always the answer. All right? So those are two things that I have found, you know, to be valuable pieces of information. And I am thrilled to know that you are going to do your part to carry on the great tradition that show, that Sports Extra. I mean, that's a very valuable piece of the local media. Now you've got a chance to kind of add a little gloss to it there, Douglas.
I mean, you talk about the greats, Matt Schick, Al Zobel, that have been there, Randy Bushcutter, Casey Marler, and just so many, many more.
Are you leading into the greats? Are you going to get to them soon?
I
know who's been on the show. I thought maybe there's something I'd miss.
Oh, brother.
Okay.
Robert, let's talk about your postseason awards. You're Mr.
Okay.
Your Mr. Football comes from McCook, Tyrone Sellers. He was also the Gatorade Player of the Year, and a lot of people talking about how great this young man was.
He is, as they say, the complete package. You know, there are just not very many kids that go 215 that can move the way he can move. And, you know, I don't know, Sellers is just a fabulous two-way football player. And you can only imagine what's going to happen when he gets reconstructed down in Kansas and plays on one side of the ball. He dominated every game he was in. There is no single way to account for him in a high school football game, especially at the B level. He's just a really good player. He's a really good kid. He's going to be a very successful man. You just know that. He's got the makeup for success, and it certainly carries over to his football.
Bob, I guess in looking over your publication, there's one thing, and I've got the same question for Stu, and I think Riley James the same way. You've got Josh Crowell as the All-State quarterback in Class C2. Fabulous player. I want Josh Crowell on my team. I don't want him at quarterback.
Okay, well, here's
and
the deal.
I know he took
all,
the snap.
First of all, Daddy, I didn't know you were still on the show. Second of all, the reason that you got to find a place for a kid like that. He is just dynamic. I did have a chance to see him play under duress, if we will. I didn't get to see him during that 8 games in a row where they just ate everybody's lunch. I saw him at Plainview when things weren't going so good. And I was really impressed with how I was really impressed with how Ravenna dealt with that day in general. I mean, it was not an easy day, and it was a day where they did not win. But I just think that kid is just a lot of fun to watch. Got to find a place for him.
Yeah, and you know, if I'm just looking at the final stats from the schools that reported, when you're looking at throwing quarterbacks in C2, Tony, you're looking at Riley Gross of Bergen. They were in the finals. Michael Klingensmith of Kearney Catholic, John Luchens of Elmwood Murdoch, all fine.
I just think as a quarterback, you must be able to throw the football to some capacity.
Would you want him to punter?
I want him as maybe the athlete. I want him on my team, Bob.
How much did Eric Crouch throw the ball? Are you still there?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. You know, those are two words that sometimes we have phone difficulties with.
Can I say one thing real quick?
I've never heard you say anything real quick, Bob.
Okay, here's something I'm really sick of hearing about, and they always bring Crouch's name up. You know, it's gotten to be a deal. Somewhere down the road, somebody decided that the Heisman Trophy is supposed to be given to the greatest NFL prospect in college football. Now, I've got a marginal education, and I really wasn't paying attention when that was going on anyway. But I think it says something on that statue about being the best player in college football.
Supposedly, yeah.
So let's get past it, okay? It's got nothing to do with the NFL. I'm done.
Oh, we are back here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. Randy Huber from Aurora named your coach of the year, and here's a guy. And then I also like the recognition you give to a Lexington coach, Phil Troux, in a special award there. I mean, you've got some guys that kind of took that next step this year.
Well, yeah, they did, and you want to talk about quality people. These are two of the great human beings that happen to be high school football coaches in our state. Randy Huber is a very devout man, a man whose sideline, I mean, you can always judge the makeup of a program by standing on a sideline, and I'll guarantee you they do it right at Aurora. Huber demands it, and when you combine that with great athletes and a commitment, a sense of brotherhood, that's what they had. Really, Aurora down the stretch was just almost impossible. I mean, they just played absolutely lights out. I had a chance to talk to Tyler McDonald here a couple nights ago at a basketball game. That's Aurora's quarterback, who frankly played out of his mind in the month of November. He was a nice player during the season. You know, he was some sort of combination of Eric Crouch and Bart Starr there in the month of November. Took it to a whole new level. Took the team with him, and off they went. And Hubert's just he's a really good man. He's somebody who believes in things that are, frankly, and this may be hard for me to say, but more important than high school football. And as far as Truex goes, Phil is a trip, man. I'm telling you what, they were winless last year, okay? He sends his preview sheet in, and when I got done reading it, I thought he was going to coach the 75 Steelers this year.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys were just fabulous. He loves all of them. And you know, obviously, what they did this year was just a quantum leap over what had been known as, you know, Lexington football for the last several years. And, you know, that whole award, I love the concept of that award. One of the biggest mistakes I've made in the time that we published Huskerland was in 2002. when Mike Behrens, been coaching for a million years at Roncalli, has a program that's got 29 kids out for football. He's got 10 of them playing both ways, and they go to the state finals where they get beat by McCook. And I played it safe that year, and we named all of the state champion coaches Coach of the Year. Well, I that has stuck in my craw ever since. Every year when this thing rolls around, I think, you know, there's a lot of great coaching jobs out there that do not result in state championships. And so we established a new award called the Behrens Coaching Award. And, you know, Phil happens to be the one we chose, but there's five other coaches that did fabulous jobs this year that maybe to one degree or another were not in the limelight as much as the championship coaches, but they did great jobs with their programs.
Bob, I guess as we wrap up this year and look forward to next year, the underclassmen and great players in Central Nebraska, give us two or three off the top of your head.
Oh,
I mean,
Daddy.
Pete Trouch from Minden comes to mind for me.
Well, yeah, see, Trouch is he was on our All-State team. I mean, he's a kid I saw play a couple times this year, and he's just really good. I mean, he's really nimble. The kid can really get around. You just don't see very many linemen with that combination, especially at that size of school. I have no idea what his potential is as far as a college recruit. I think that is often in the eye of the beholder. And given how things are going in Lincoln now, you know we're going to see some kids that are what might be considered marginal Division I prospects on a national scale turn out to be outstanding players at Nebraska. We're going to get back into that. Trouch could easily fall into that category, you know, because he's not nearly as big as he could be, and he's pretty big. Your buddy Crowell, I like him, Tony. I think he's obviously got a gift in the open field. The kid can really play, and there, you know, another kid down the road, somebody that was just amazing this year, especially in the playoffs, was Cody Calhoun down at Maxwell. That kid was just absolutely fantastic. You just don't see numbers like what he had. I think he had something like 77 catches or something like that. We just don't throw the ball that much, but they did, and he's just a big play to waiting to happen. And then basically pick a guy from Axtell. I mean, they're going to – I mean, they got a taste of it this year, and I know they're going to be losing a couple kids that matter a lot to that program, but holy moly, that what is now the junior class is just – it's just stacked. So that's a place to start. It's always exciting to kind of look ahead, and it'll be here before you know it, but those are some things that maybe come to mind.
He's the best at what he does, folks. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. You can find out more on the website. And, of course, you can also subscribe to Huskerland Prep Report there as well as they're into the basketball season. And, Bob, as always, we appreciate your time on the Doug and Daddy Show. And next time we'll talk a little high school hoops with you.
Well, I hope so. You know, and I just hope, Douglas, now as your media dynasty, you know, branches out yet one more step, that you remember the little people. Okay?
Well, I don't know many little people because I hang out with you and Tony and Walt Smith. And...
Yeah, okay, that's funny. That's really funny, dude. Okay, your day will come, trust me.
Have a good one, Bob.
Okay, Douglas.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's time now to give away this week's Sun Heat System energy-efficient space heater, and Derek, who has the final say on just about everything around here, has made his selection.
Oh, we had a lot of good ones.
Shocked the world.
Yeah, we had a lot of good ones. Aaron from Kearney chiming in. Adam and Holdridge. Karina from Kearney. Tim from Kearney. All with very good topics. But one emailer had probably the best topic this week.
Oh no! No.
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yes.
Oh no!
H Man from Riverdale.
Oh no!
Chiming in on the BCS and media scum earlier this week. A great rant, great email. H-Man from Riverdale, our Sun Heat System space heater winner for the week.
I got that space. Jim Rome feeling. They're going to be rolling in with the emails here. Oh, good thing he's got that space heater. It'll give him something to heat his hot pockets on. It's awful cold in the basement. Congratulations, H-Man. Hey, it is time for Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. We're going to take caller number 7 at 1-888-455-ESPN. If you have not selected against Tony or I, you will win a $25 gift card to Johnny Casino's right next to the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. Got some college, got some pro. Call now. Caller 7, you're going up against us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Right now, TomTom is making it easier to give the gift of smart, simple GPS navigation. Pick up a TomTom today and you'll save up to $100. Which means that instead of a lame gift like a facial hair grooming kit, you can give the easy-to-use GPS that's smarter than any other. And with its clear, spoken directions, it'll take you places that a pair of neatly trimmed sideburns never will. So save up to $100 and go with the perfect holiday gift. TomTom. Go confidently.
Okay, fellas, let's hook up those chains.
Excuse me, sir. Ah. What are you doing?
Oh, I heard I could bring home Buffalo Wild Wings, so I'm here to pick it up.
Ah, I think you misunderstood. With our takeout, you can bring home Buffalo Wild Wings food.
Oh, I'll be taking the food, along with the chairs, tables, and any random employee that may be inside. You coming?
No. It's takeout, you see. You call in your order, come in, pick it up, and take it home. You know, the food.
You must get this all the time.
Not really, no.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Take the flavor home.
In Las Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. Neither do you at Johnny Casino's Grand Island. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view. Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket. Wednesdays, Texas Hold'em at 6:30 and 9:15. And even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area through the day today with a high temperature up into the mid-40s. Southwest winds will also stay from 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll stay partly cloudy with a low near 29, with south winds staying at 10 to 20. Highs rebound around 50 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Nick Smalley of Kearney joins us, winner of a $25 gift card to Johnny Casino's, home of the Wednesday 10-ounce ribeye steak special for $11.99, just west of the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. Nick, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Morning, guys.
You think you're going to beat us?
Oh, keep the aloe vera in stock. You might get burned.
Oh! He's been preparing. All right, Nick. Of course, with hardly anything in college football this week, we have some pro games in there, but let's get right after it here. We start with the Division II National Championship, which can be heard tomorrow right here on ESPN Radio. Northwest Missouri State has been in the last three. They've lost them all, and they play Minnesota Duluth. They're playing in their first NCAA title game of any kind. It's at a neutral field. Minnesota Duluth, Northwest Missouri State, who you got?
I'll take the Missouri team.
That's who I'm taking, Tony.
Yeah, I'm taking Northwest Missouri to get a title.
1AA, as it used to be called. Semifinals. Richmond at Northern Iowa. Daddy.
Dun, 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 dun. I'll take the Panthers. Northern Iowa.
I am taking Northern Iowa as well, with some connections to Nebraska players and coaches. What about you, Nick?
Yeah, Northern Iowa.
The other semifinal is Montana at James Madison. Never go against Montana. I'm taking Montana. Nick, who do you like?
James Madison.
Daddy?
I'm taking James Madison as well.
Take the home team. Okay, now we go to the NFL. Green Bay Packers at Jacksonville. Just going straight up, no spreads. Green Bay at Jacksonville. Nick, who you like?
Packers.
I have taken the Packers, Tony. I think they still want to play.
I've taken the Jaguars. Upset on the road.
Tampa Bay at Atlanta. Tampa Bay at Atlanta. I am taking the Atlanta Falcons. Daddy.
I'll take Atlanta at home.
Nick, who do you like?
Buccaneers.
Seattle at St. Louis. Only because it's supposed to be a close game. Daddy.
Well, only because Matt or Tim or whatever the hell he's playing for Seattle, I'm taking the other team. Give me St. Louis at home.
I am taking Seattle. Nick, who do you like?
Seattle.
The Buffalo Bills at the New York Jets. Nick, who do you like?
Jets.
Oh, Daddy, who you like?
I got to take the Jets.
I am taking Buffalo, Derek.
Yeah!
Just like you, brother. I'm taking Buffalo. Now let's get into some meaningful games. Pittsburgh Steelers at Baltimore. I am taking the Steelers. Daddy, you have Pittsburgh as your number one team in the power rankings. You have to be taking Pittsburgh.
I'm taking Baltimore.
Amazing.
Home.
Nick, who do you like?
Blitzburg.
Minnesota at Arizona. Daddy?
See, this is a tricky one because I'm not sure Arizona's playing for anything, really. They've already sewn
home
things
field
up.
Home field advantage.
Yeah, they're not going to get home field advantage throughout. They're not that good of a team. But, gosh, Travarius Jackson, give me Arizona. He's so bad.
I'm taking Arizona. How about you, Nick?
Cardinals.
That's a clean sweep. And finally, the New York football Giants at the Dallas Cowboys. Nick, who you got?
Giants.
Daddy?
I've got the Cowboys, and if they listen to T.O. and get him the ball, they should win.
You took every home team. Nice job. I'm taking Dallas as well. Nothing wrong with that. Daddy took every home team. All right, here's the tiebreaker, Nick. We'll probably have to go two in case we're all wrong. Who wins the Heisman Trophy tomorrow night? Sam Bradford, Colt McCoy, Tim Tebow. Who do you like?
Bradford.
Daddy, I take Colt McCoy.
I've got Sam.
Okay, and just in case it is Sam and you guys tie, we need a second tiebreaker. Total points in the D2 championship between Northwest Missouri State and Minnesota Duluth. Daddy, I took 52.
I've got 74.
What do you like, Nick?
How do you guys do it? Is it most without going over?
Oh, no. Over? You can go over if you want.
Oh, okay. 71.
Yeah, real nice.
Hey, Nick, thanks for the call. Enjoy the $25 gift card at Johnny Casinos because that's the only thing you're winning this weekend.
All right, you guys have a good weekend.
See ya. Those are our picks. And, Daddy, how about your picks now? Let's hear it. You got a five-pack for us in the National Football League.
Well, my underdog parlay starts out with the Cincinnati Bengals at home versus the Washington Redskins. I will take those 7 points and Ocho Cinco, and they just turn the season around. It could beat Washington at home. I take the San Francisco 49ers plus another 7 points. Going to Miami, I take the Baltimore Ravens at home. That's a pick'em game versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. May actually right now have to lay about 2 points, but I think Baltimore finds a way at home to win this game. I take the Kansas City Chiefs plus 6 points from San Diego. San Diego, why are they favored by 6 points at Kansas City? I know Kansas City is down, but they're not playing great football either. And then my last underdog play, I'll take the Raiders. Give me 7 more points from the New England Patriots. It's all underdogs for the most part in Baltimore. We'll see what happens.
Well, what happens for lunch and to watch all those great NFL games, stop by the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. They've got the package. You can watch all of the college football that's on this weekend, college basketball, the Heisman. You can watch the NFL on Sunday, of course, morning, noon, and night. They're open 7 days a week, and they have not a bad seat in the house. 15 high-definition televisions all over the place, plus many more for you to watch at the Chicken Coop. You can catch all the games there. And don't forget, during bowl season, they're there for you Monday night, $2 you call it, during the Monday night football game, and lunch specials every day for you. So go in today, enjoy a sandwich, enjoy a salad, enjoy some chicken wings, enjoy steak, many different flavors, many different kinds. Or if you're just, you know, in for a burger, get after it. Great appetizers as well, folks. You won't be disappointed with lunch at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
We're about out of here, Doug. We're wrapping up this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. Folks, the webcast is up and running. We've had some problems. We realized that early in the week, but things are running smooth now. Derek's even giving it the thumbs up instead of kicking things over there. So he's excited about that. Derek, do you think your Bills actually have a chance against the Jets?
They have a chance, yes.
How many points?
If the Bills win, they'll win by 3. If they lose, they'll lose by 17.
Straight-up win for Buffalo. Texas defensive coordinator Will Muschamp insists he's staying with the Longhorns and has not interviewed for any other jobs. Muschamp said Friday in a statement he is not interested in other jobs. Happy in Austin, a television station in Alabama, was reporting that he would be named Auburn's next coach. So there's where we're at. Hey, we want to thank Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network joining us to talk about Husker men's basketball. And, of course, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. Another great week as we get closer to the Gator Bowl coming up starting Monday.
Hey, look forward to seeing you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460, 1550.